This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has made more people eligible to get vaccines starting today, including more older adults. The news comes one day after the state announced it found a new variant strain of coronavirus. CPR's investigative editor, Chuck Murphy, spoke with my colleague, Mike Lamp.
How many cases of this variant could likely be here now?
They've identified for sure the one, and they suspect a second one. But the experts say that thousands of people across the country are probably infected with the variant strain. And because it's known that it was first discovered in the United Kingdom, but this guy in Colorado had not traveled anywhere recently, it indicates community spread of that variant of the virus.
And what are the big concerns with this new strain?
There is so much that scientists still don't know about it. But so far, they say there is no reason to believe that the variant makes you any more sick or is any more likely to land you in a hospital or worse. But they do think it is more contagious. And so the more people who suffer from COVID-19, the greater the chance that some will be vulnerable to it and will wind up in a hospital. And that's when things get dicey.
And why is that?
Well, as Governor Polis and the public health experts have said almost since the beginning of this pandemic, hospital capacity is finite. And beyond that, the staff is also finite. There are only so many doctors and nurses, and they get sick too, though that is slowly becoming less of a concern.
And that is because of the vaccine.
Yep, exactly.
The other big news has to do with who else can get vaccinated now. How about that update?
Yeah, the governor announced today that he was changing our guidelines and that now everyone 70 and older in Colorado is eligible for the vaccine. That's going to add a lot of people, and they are about 80% of the deaths in Colorado and a similar number nationwide. So the CDC has been looking at protecting people of that age and older. So it's good news that they move up and we'll be able to get the vaccine sooner.
Well, thanks a lot, Chuck Murphy, CPR investigative editor. This is CPR News.